What's going on, everybody? If you like what we're throwing down here at Anime Cherry Bomb, I'd like to remind you to follow, like, comment on SoundCloud, sub, 5-star review us on iTunes, sub, like, comment on YouTube, and don't forget to follow that Instagram, Anime Cherry Bomb. See you in 2 seconds.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime and sometimes your least favorite anime. I'm the patron saint of broken hearts, Jay, and with me is the guy that's extra sexy cute, Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm doing pretty good. Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. And what did we watch this week?
We watched the Dragon Tiger classic, Toradora.
Mm-hmm. And you have the synopsis ready.
Or I should say our friends at Crunchyroll have the synopsis ready.
Yes.
This is where it comes from. It's Ryuji's first day as a junior in high school, and it seems as if things are looking up. He gets to sit in between his only friend, Yasuku, and more importantly, the girl he's secretly crushing on, Minori. Minori Kushida. But just when he thinks the stars are aligned in his favor, he unwittingly crosses the most feared girl in the school, Taiga Aisaku, making her onto his arch enemy. To top it off, Taiga has moved right next door to Ryuji and happens to be Minori's best friend. Can this school year possibly get any worse? I feel like that's a horrible description.
Yeah.
It's not a real good one.
It's kind of worded weird.
But it's
the gist of it. I didn't really, you'd think Ryuji would know who Taiga was if he was crushing on Minori. He'd know who Minori's best friends is.
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
Yeah. But whatever, I digress. It's anime. All
right, do you have
the facts?
The facts.
Yes, I have the facts. Is that the first time you ever asked me for the
yes.
facts? Yes. All right, so Toradora is a romantic comedy anime released in 2008. And Aaron said there's a hint of harem in this, and I
yeah, just a little bit. I never really noticed it until this time around.
Mm-hmm. There are 25 episodes and one OVA. It's based on the light novel by Yuyuko Takamiya, and she's also written Watashitachi no Tamurakun, Evergreen, and
Thank you.
Golden Time.
Oh, really? No.
Yeah.
She did Golden Time?
You know, when I looked up, like, back in the day, I wanted to watch something similar to Toradora, and a lot of people recommended Golden Time, and it's by the same person, so I guess it makes sense.
That's pretty cool.
This was directed by Tatsuyuki Nagai, and he's directed A Certain Scientific Railgun, Gundam Iron-Blooded Orphans.
Ooh, okay.
And the second season of Honey and Clover.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I was looking for anime to watch for this week, and I passed Honey and Clover, and I thought about it, and then I passed right by it, and I was like,
I'll pick it. It's on my list, so I'll pick it.
Yeah.
Soon-ish. The studio is JC Staff, and they've done Azumanga Daioh, Karen. That's something that you want to pick for
yes.
Halloween, right? And the Familiar of Zero series, and Kimmy Kiss Pure Rogue.
Go
check out that one. This is licensed by NIS America. The music is done by Yukari Hashimoto, and she's done music for Sankareya Dying Love. Undying Love. March comes in like a lion. And If Her Flag Breaks. Ever watch?
Yes. I don't know if it's not on my list, but that's one I always really think about for like weird names, and I really would like to watch that one.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the one where I don't know if you looked at what it's about.
Yeah.
But he can see flags. I think
He can see the future and what like leads up to it. And then he sees like his future, and it's like he's going to die,
mm-hmm.
but he has to like
navigate his way.
Not navigate. He has to like recruit like these girls to like live with him, or he has to like I don't know. He has to do something with recruiting like a ninja and like a magician girl.
That's real cool.
Something like that. The first opening is called Pre-Parade, and it's sung by the female cast.
Banger.
But yeah, it's a really good song. The first ending is called Vanilla Salt, and it's by Yui Horii. That's Minori's voice actor.
Banger.
Yeah, it's really good. The second opening is called Silky Heart by Yui Horii. That's also Minori's voice actor.
That one's okay.
My silky ladder.
Yeah, just the first opening, the first parts to it's really good.
Yeah.
Other than that, I find it really okay.
And the second ending is called Orange, and it's sung by the female cast.
Banger.
Yeah. And as for cross media, there's a light novel, there's a manga, and I thought you were going to say something.
Oh, so you didn't want to talk about the music?
Yeah. Well, we can talk about that right now.
Yeah, go ahead and...
Let me just finish up with cross media. There's the light novel, there's the manga, there's a video game on the PSP, and Taiga makes an appearance in a lot of, like, other, like, cross-genre games, like fighting games and RPGs and stuff like that.
It's so cool.
Yeah. There was a game that Aaron sent me that... Taiga, it's a fighting game. Taiga is one of the playable characters. And
Dengeki Bunko Fighting Climax is the name of the game.
Yeah. And Ryuji is an assist.
Yeah. Also very fun with that game. The character, I don't know if you ever heard of Shakugan no Shana. So there's another anime, Shakugan no Shana. And it's a character played, the main character is a girl named Shana, who is a short, flat, tsundere girl. Played by one Rei Kugumiya.
Who's Taiga's voice actor, right?
Yes. If you don't know the meme, I don't know if I ever even shared the weird meme or weird coincidences, but Rei Kugumiya plays an archetype.
Yeah, she definitely has a genre.
Yeah, she just plays tsundere loli.
Yeah.
And that's it. I mean, not that's it, but...
A majority.
Yeah, for a long time in the early, which is weird, in the 2010s, early 2010s, late aughts.
Yeah.
That's all she played was tsundere lollies. And I can name like 6 or 7 off the top of my off the top of my head right now. But I love her for that.
Yeah, she's another, a great voice actor.
Oh, I know. Great. Another weird fun fact. I don't know if you noticed it while doing... your research, the light novel ended just weeks before the end of the anime.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think the light novel ended, 2 or 3 weeks before the end of the anime.
Okay.
So we have the definitive, end.
Oh, okay.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you think of the songs in the... Well, let's talk about the openings and endings first.
Okay. So, I really hate that we have, a one song per series rule.
Uh-huh.
Or actually, I like it because a lot of my favorite openings, or a lot of the openings are going to be hard to beat.
Oh, you're talking about, our
end of the year.
End of the year, picks.
Yes.
Top 3 picks and stuff.
Because... Pre-Parade is my jam. I don't think I ever skipped it. And it was weird because back in the day on my MP3 player, I did have all 4 of these songs on repeat for a while, my early high school years. It's all I listened to. God, it's such a good... I love Pre-Parade. It's such a good song.
Really good song.
And then Vanilla Salt is also really good.
Mm-hmm. I'm partial to the first two, the first opening and first ending.
My favorite part about Pre-Parade is there's the walk cycles with everybody.
Yeah.
And then Minori has the coolest walk cycle where everyone's walking normally.
Yeah.
And then she's walking super chipper. And it's looks really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another thing I noticed in Pre-Parade, and I got real excited when I seen it. I don't know how to describe the... It's right before everybody starts singing.
Okay.
And it goes into the... the chorus, I guess it is.
Yeah.
And it's a shot that's maybe 4 frames, but it's Taiga and Ryuji... And then Yusaku shows up.
Yeah.
And then Ami shows up. And then Minori shows up. This is a real cool thing if you look at Taiga when it's all happening. So when Yusaku shows up, she like her face is like really surprised, mm-hmm. and when Ami shows up, she's like really annoyed.
Yeah.
And then when Minori shows up, she's like really happy.
Yeah.
So like, it's really like I really love like that little detail. And then like I said, the song's just really, I can't tell you how much I love that song.
You know, that thing that you just mentioned, it also happens in the second opening when Taiga's sitting at the desk and everybody is bringing their bentos to her.
But it's not, I don't think it's as, because that one is just like everyone's just walking in, really. Yeah.
But she has like a reaction to everybody.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. I also really like that. The second opening, that's not what we're talking about. I think it's okay. I think it's the weakest of all the songs.
I can see that, yeah.
If gun to my head, I don't think I could rank
which one you like the best.
Or yeah, like I really love Orange. Orange is a really dope song.
Yeah,
I share it to you. It has my favorite
lyric.
My favorite lyric in an anime song, or one of my favorite lyrics in an anime song. Mm-hmm. And how I remember how it was fan translated, and it's basically what it is, actual translated, but it was like. Oh, I ate an orange, and it was
sour.
I ate an orange, and I cried because it was still sour. But it reminded myself of me.
Yeah,
yeah. It reminded it. I can't talk today. I'm sorry. It reminded me of myself, so I ate it anyway.
Or I ate the whole
thing. Yeah, I ate the whole thing. Yeah. I was like, oh. Like, that one's, like, real cute.
Yeah.
And, God. Are you ready to talk about I'm ready to talk about this anime.
Yeah, let's do it.
I mean, the music is okay. Music is fun.
Yeah.
I don't think it's anything spectacular.
One music thing that we just watched, because I didn't watch the dub, and we just watched the fight scene between Taiga and
the president.
And I enjoyed the music for that fight scene because it's very different than what you would expect it for a fight.
And shout out to the sound design when, you know, they're yelling at each other, the music just cuts.
Yeah.
It's just silent. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Music directing is really good. Like, speaking of just that scene, it's by itself. Like, there was a part where, like, Taiga was, like, in her own head, like, talking, right? And, the president was asking a Kendo person for the sword that they use.
Yeah.
But it's like, you can, it's audible, but it's like really in the background. Really cool.
So my first like general, like for this anime is the dub is fantastic. Mm. I didn't think, so I was going to go in here cause like I mentioned before, I love Rei Kugumiya.
Yeah.
So I was going to watch the sub. Mm-hmm. But I was like, let's see if I can stand the dub. And I really, really liked it. There's like a lot of heavy hitters in it.
You said Wendy Lee's in it, right?
Yeah, Wendy Lee's in it, and she plays the president. Mm-hmm. And she plays it not as like Wendy Lee usually plays roles. Mm-hmm. Like you can totally tell when Wendy Lee is playing like a high school girl. She usually plays it like Haruhi usually. Yeah. And I don't know if you noticed the really funny thing. She was almost like Haruhi, the president.
Yeah.
How she brought Kimura back from being depressed.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a really weird, it wasn't an homage to Haruhi, but it was like really cool coincidence. No, but she played it real mature, and I really liked it. Mm-hmm. And how she plays it really quietly, her voice. And I don't know if it translated in the sub, or it is in the sub if she's like soft-spoken. But when she starts to yell and show emotion, it like means even more that this is happening.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that... I mean, probably that connection is probably made in the sub, but I thought Wendy Lee did like a terrific job translating that scene.
Yeah.
Reenacting that scene in English. Mm-hmm. I believe her name is Casey Morris. I should have written it down, But the girl who plays Taiga, really, really good job.
Mm-hmm.
She, it's real funny because she plays a character in Persona 5. And I really like that voice actress. And she's, I really hope to see more of her. Everyone's voice is like top notch in here.
Yeah.
Really great voice acting. Really great editing, too. Just like how you mentioned, just the sound editing is real good.
Yeah.
And just sound, the anime just sounds good. The sound design is real good.
One thing that I really liked about this anime is just like, this is like kind of like a go-to anime. I mean, I don't really have like that many go-to animes, but like for like wintertime, I think this is a really good wintertime anime. And it's not really, we're getting out of winter already. But this anime just makes me feel like a warm sweater.
I can see
like
that.
I'm wearing a warm sweater and...
Or like wearing like a comforter.
Yeah.
Getting nice and warm.
Mm-hmm. It's a perfect rainy day, cold, get under the covers of your bed anime.
So I did watch this anime years ago. Mm-hmm. I think in 2009 when it first premiered is when I watched it. And to tell you the truth, so it's been about 10 years since I've seen it. To tell you the truth, like, I only remembered, like, bits and pieces.
Okay.
And this felt like a whole new anime to me. And it's weird because at first, it's, like, really tropey.
Yeah.
The first half, probably the first half to quarter to a half, it's, like, real tropey of, with, like, really nice character moments.
Mm-hmm.
Which kept me interested. If it was just, like, tropey romance stuff, I probably wouldn't have enjoyed it. Like, I was already saying, like, I remember really liking Toradora, but, like, I don't know why I liked it so much.
Yeah.
But as the series progressed, I was like, okay, this is why I liked it. When it's not really focusing on the romance, and it's focusing on the characters, that's when I like it the most. I don't know about you, but I feel like this is more of a character anime than a romance anime.
Mm-hmm. A lot of character development and like diving into like people's personalities and like why, what makes them
tick.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very, it's like very,
like their cool motivations for things.
Very cool character study.
Yeah.
With a bunch of people.
Yeah. I mean, there's like episodes for everybody.
Except, I mean, we kind of get, I think a little bit underutilized character would be, in that regard, would be like Ryuji.
Okay.
We don't get a lot of really character development with him.
Yeah, he's just more like a, doesn't really know what's going on. He's just like kind of, well, not like going with the flow, but Ami like mentions it all the time, is like, he's like really dense and like not understanding like all these girls are that like him. And,
right. Like people like would kill to be in this position.
Yeah. He's like in like all these like perfect situations with like three different girls, but like,
speaking of which, I don't know if I like that character trope that Ami is, of like character who sees everything.
Okay.
Like she's almost like
omnipresent, her.
Yeah. She's like a surrogate almost for the viewer.
Yeah, I guess kind of, yeah.
Cuz obviously the viewer can see like all these girls really like him.
Mhm.
And she is the one who's telling her, hey, man, you gotta hurt somebody. You better. Yeah. Like, it's so weird. Like, I don't know. I was fighting whether or not I like that trope or not.
Mm.
I think it's fine in the end.
Yeah, I like Ami.
Anything other general you want to say before we end the topics?
You know, just like a little like fun fact thing. I think this is the, before we started this podcast, this is the last anime I watched.
Really?
Yeah, because I remember talking to you when we were on that fateful day. That New Year's Day when we were talking about it. I think you asked me what I was like watching recently, and I think I said Toradora was what I was watching.
What a weird thought. That's a really cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been about 3 years. Do you still have your Blu-rays?
They might be in storage. I don't know. They're DVDs, not Blu-rays.
DVDs. Oh, wow, that's how old they are.
Yeah. But I'm not sure if I don't know if I sold them or if they're in storage. Not sure.
You gotta go look at them. Those are collector's items.
Yeah. I mean, they had the art books and everything.
Really cool. Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you had like the first edition.
Yeah, they were like really big. They were like
really big. Really cool to
really
have.
Big. Yeah, I know. I don't know what I did with them.
I don't want to rub the salt in the wound here, but it's
yeah, I probably sold them.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. All right. Art.
I like how the characters look. This anime is very colorful.
Very pretty. Mm-hmm. It's so weird to watch, like, Azumanga Daioh and, like, how flat the character designs look. I guess a way to put
same
it.
Same studio, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And to see how much a studio has grown.
Yeah.
Even if you look at 2009, correct?
Eight, right?
So 2008. So just 2 years before this, JC Staff did Familiar of Zero.
Okay, yeah.
And this anime looks completely different. There's so much more effort put into almost everything.
Yeah.
Especially
Familiar
the characters.
Familiar of Zero, I'm pretty sure we said that there were a lot of generic-looking people there, right?
Exactly. Just generic fantasy characters.
Yeah. Is that a... That's not its own production. That's like a manga adaption, right?
Light novel adaption.
Okay. So I guess you can't really do too much with like source material that already looks like that, but still.
Exactly.
You could do something and you can make it vibrant, but
well, look at I don't want to harp on this too long, but look what Bones did with, you know, Mob Psycho.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you can make bad character designs look good.
Mm-hmm.
And which is weird. I don't think there was much of a production difference
between the two. Between Familiar and this anime?
Yeah. Like, there is more. I feel like they maybe the B, like a lower tier team worked on Familiar of Zero.
Okay.
And this is like their top tier team worked on it.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the different, like, animation styles they use, too. They don't just stick to one style.
Yeah.
We were talking about that fight scene.
Uh-huh.
How everything moves. Everything moves with a, I think it's what it's called in animation, push and pull.
Okay. Yeah.
So things are off model. They're not mm-hmm. using the same model. They're using like a unique model every frame.
Yes.
So you can see like when Taiga's like bringing her fist down. Like, it looks, like, crazy jaggy.
Oh, yeah. So you can see it a lot when they're talking.
Exactly. And it looks so good. Like, they look like completely different. Not completely different characters.
More
stylized.
I feel like more humane. Not humane. Human?
Yeah. Like, look more natural.
Yeah.
And they're just, like, speaking of a little bit into cinematography, there's some great shots from that scene alone.
Yeah, that scene alone has like a bunch of different angles and shots, and I mean that uppercut that she did to the president looked
ooh, killer.
Amazing.
There's that really cool scene where
I guess any punch from Taiga would be an uppercut because
she's so short. There's a really powerful frame where Taiga is like yelling at the president. And how it's framed is like her head is Taiga's head is down, like looking at her.
Oh yeah, and her hair is like draping down.
Yeah, and like she's like cocking back her fist to punch her.
Uh huh.
And then like Ryuji like grabs her hand, and like that's
restrains
the whole frame.
Her.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Another really cool shot. I don't know if you're done talking about art style, because
yeah, I'm fine. I mean, all the characters look fine. The only thing that's like kind of wonky is there's a lot of characters with blue hair.
Yeah. Top tier school uniforms, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
At least for the girls.
The girls look really cool.
Girls are really cute.
You know what uniform I really liked?
Mm-hmm.
The uniform Taiga was wearing at the last episode.
Oh,
that,
the black
the blue,
one.
Was it black?
Was it black or
I thought it was like navy blue.
It might have been navy blue.
Yeah, whatever.
A dark blue.
Yeah, but that looked nice.
I thought, I don't know, I really like the red and the bow.
Yeah. I mean, they're both good.
Yeah, they're both really good. I was like, oh, so another shot I really liked was during the ski trip when Ryuji is sitting there on the couch and he's just like sitting there with his head back, And then Minori, like, pops her head in.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's, like, from his... Not even for, like, a full second. Probably maybe a full... It's only, like, 1 second. Mm-hmm. You see from, like, his point of view of, like, Minori looking over... Looking down over him.
Yeah.
And, like, her hair, like, coming down.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she looks... And, like, the shading of that scene's really cool, too.
Yeah.
Like
she's obviously in the shadow.
Yeah.
Because, like, she's, like, blocking a light or something.
Yeah, she looks real cool. It's, like, a real nice scene. Also, that scene is, like, looked like it was off-model as well, which I really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Like
this is a really quick scene, too.
Yeah, any scene that's not, like, a... What's the word I wanna say? Like a standard shot, like a standard group shot.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone that's not one is basically
a stylized one.
A stylized one, yeah. Or at least not stylized, but at least off model.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives it more
character.
More character, yeah, exactly. It makes it look really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of another shot I really, really liked.
I liked one of my favorite scenes in the whole anime, and probably in anime in general, is the kiss at the end of, you know, Taiga and the Veil, or Pretend Veil. But one shot that I really enjoyed was her being on her tippy toes to kiss. It was like a shot of their feet.
Yeah.
It just to emphasize how small she is.
Oh, it's so cute.
And you know, another thing going to like how small she is, it's like really like, they really want you to, like jam it into your brain that she's like a doll. That she like,
she's
like,
so small.
She's small, and like from everything, from where how she dresses or shoes. Those red shoes that she wears a lot is like they look like toy shoes.
That's really cool. Deez, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, but yeah, she's like always. I don't know. It's like she can't take care of herself. I don't know. She's like a doll.
And she's so cute. I really love Taiga.
Yeah, Taiga's like a great character.
All right, you want to talk about characters? Do you got any other shots you want to talk about? I'm trying to think. Oh, another really cool shot I liked was... Oh, God, I had it. Oh, no. Oh, it's the shot of the Christmas tree.
You know, I was just thinking about the Christmas tree.
When they set it up,
uh-huh.
And then you hear, like, the glass shatter, and then uh-huh. You watch it slowly fall over and break.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, real quiet, and then Minori comes in, and she goes, oh, sorry, I hope I didn't disturb anything. And, like, everyone's just, like, dead quiet.
Yeah, and she realizes what happened, and her eyes, like, become wide. And
by the way...
Hmm.
Why didn't Taiga take her star home? Doesn't make any sense.
I know, it's hers.
It's hers, yeah. Why'd they pack it away?
To use it again. Okay. Wait, the Christmas tree wasn't even theirs.
Yeah.
They borrowed it.
Exactly. Well, because that's why I was kind of afraid. In the dub, they say in line something like, oh yeah, I put it away with the tree. And I was like, wait a second. You know, they borrowed the tree from Ami's...
Like, her job.
Her job, yeah. Like, it didn't make any sense, but whatever, it was there.
They decided to keep it. One thing about the star that there is, like, the actual shot of it breaking and shattering and stuff. It looked really, like real. Like, it was, like, a real video.
Yeah, it was really vivid.
Yeah, I was like, is that real or is that not real? Because right. If it's not real, they did a great job with how
animation.
Making how what a crystal looks like.
All right, so characters.
I really like the repercussion of after that scene. You can see like Minori, like her hand shaking, trying to
fix it,
trying to fix it and stuff.
Her whole world is like coming to a crumble.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's like stressed about Ryuji and Taiga and her feelings and all this stuff.
Yeah, and it's all like bubbling up and she's just losing focus.
Yeah. All right, so characters.
Characters.
I don't think we have a least favorite character.
No.
I can't
pretty
think
much
of
everybody.
Yeah, pretty much I can't think of anyone who I really dislike. Maybe Taiga's dad for being scummy, but
Yeah, but he's not in it too much.
Too much, exactly.
I like his outfit, though. He's definitely fancy. And his business went under.
He got the karma at the end.
Yeah.
I would like to instead talk about a character who I made a complete 180 on in here. That I don't dislike her, but I like her a lot less now. And we kind of talked about it. I think we're in the same camp.
Yeah, definitely.
Minori.
Yeah.
Horrible person. There's this, like, I don't know. And she never even apologizes for the line. I kind of would have appreciated if she apologized.
Uh-huh.
But it's the when Ryuji and her are arguing over Taiga's dad.
Yeah.
Minori says something along the lines of, like, what do you know? Like, you don't even have a dad. What would you know what a good dad looks like?
Yeah.
Essentially what it breaks down to. Mm-hmm. And, like,
That must have been
I can't believe, like, she, like, a friend would
say something like that.
Even, like, in the heat.
Of the moment.
That's such a messed up thing to say.
Yeah. Super messed up. But the thing is, what I was about to say is that I think that's a dub-only thing.
Really?
Because I was trying to, after you told me about that, I was really, like, trying to pay attention for that in the sub, and I don't think it happened.
We can look it up in a little bit after
but
this.
Still.
But, yeah.
But still messed up.
Because she says, I think, like, the direct line is, like, oh, do you even have, like, dad eyes? Mm-hmm. That's why I said, like, basically you can extrude it as, like, do you even know what a good father looks like?
Yeah.
And it's just such a... Like, I don't know. I feel like it's a really tone-deaf thing to say. Mm-hmm. And in the end, she is vindicated because she's correct.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what a good dad looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know. It's such a weird scene.
Yeah.
And she never...
And a weird outcome as well, because she was right. And but you just... It's just something that you shouldn't, like, bring up.
Yeah, don't, like, offhandedly say something crazy like that.
Yeah.
And it sucks, like, there's not really the resolution is he figures out, oh no, I was just being selfish because I don't know my own dad.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, we never get an apology from mm-hmm. her. And then I don't know, I found her more overbearing personality more annoying.
Yeah.
This time around, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Where the first time I watched it, I definitely thought she was real cute.
Yeah. For me, I thought she was, like, her, like, little quips and stuff like that were very endearing to me. But right now, I just really didn't like her that much.
I also...
I still like her. She's still,
yeah,
like,
she's still good.
And she's still, like, funny at parts, but...
Just not as much as I liked
her. Yeah, just not as much as I remembered.
Another problem I have with her... it's not even being wax poetic. I really don't like her writing in spots.
Okay.
Like her duality of her personality, especially mm-hmm. In the early episodes.
Okay.
So, like, oh yeah, she does have a serious side, but
most of the time she's just joking around.
Yeah, it's so weird. The scene that, like, annoyed me was the scene about ghosts. Like, mm-hmm. it's obviously a veiled euphemism, like, by her.
Yeah.
About love, like,
mm-hmm.
you know. And it's so, I don't know, I thought it was, like, so dumb. It felt like the writers of that scene felt like they were real smart writing it that way. And I just thought it was kind of annoying.
To compare it to UFOs and... Whether or not you want to see him or not.
And then the same thing was the euphemism with the star.
Yeah.
When she's trying to put it back together. And mm-hmm. Regis, oh no, we can put it back together. Like, they're talking about their relationship. Like, we can put the relationship back together.
Yeah.
And it's just using the broken star as a euphemism. I also thought just a little too...
On the nose.
A little too heavy with it. Especially with a character who's already using... We already use, like, a big euphemism.
Yeah.
For that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's so weird. Like, just that one writing spot was real weird to me.
Okay.
So favorite, or do you have an underutilized character?
Inko-chan.
Ryuji's mom, I would really like to see more of her. I really liked her. And
she was super cute, yo.
You're super cute, yo. I don't know if you, you should go look up the English slang she was using.
I'm sure it's hilarious.
But yeah, I can show you those scenes too. Those were, oh my god. It's like when she's giving the Naoto bean to Inko.
Oh, yeah.
She says like, oh, she's like, oh yeah, I'm about to give you some of the sticky icky. It's pretty good.
That's really good.
And Tiger's all sticky icky.
Sweet gooey gooey.
Sweet gooey gooey. But yeah, it was, I really like her. I think she's a real cute character. Mm-hmm. I felt we had a little rush thing at the end with her and her character development.
Yeah, definitely a big 180 about the work and then having Taiga's mom there and stuff like that.
Well, no, I'm talking about more of like how weirdly dark it got, or deep, actually. I wouldn't say it was dark, but more
the grandparents? Deep.
Yeah. Oh. Of her saying like, oh, they wanted me to get an abortion, but I wanted to keep you.
Protect you.
Yeah, I wanted to protect you. I was like, that's a good line.
Yeah. And we find out that
Ryuji's dad is not dead.
It's not dead.
Just a dead beat.
Yeah, definitely. Left her as soon as she got pregnant.
Yeah, which is also like really sad. Also, really, really cool callback with the watch.
Yeah.
Because they say in the beginning, she goes, oh yeah, when I ran away from home, I grabbed everything I thought was of value.
That I could sell.
Yeah. And so she grabbed the watch. Mm-hmm. And it just falls back to the, like, oh, show him the watch.
Was that the watch that she put on him for the...
Yes.
Okay.
The grandfather's watch.
Yep.
And that's what, for the Christmas episode.
Nice suit.
Yeah, very clean suit.
Mm-hmm.
I like also, too, like, him taking out the stitches.
Oh, yeah. What a... That was shot really nice as well.
I know.
The using the
embroidered,
scissors.
Have an embroidered...
Your name?
Jacket.
You know, if you took Ryuji, Taiga's last name, then he could have just left it there.
I still left the A?
Yeah. Because it said R.A., I think, right?
Oh, I guess so. I didn't even think about that. Mm-hmm. That's a good catch.
Yeah.
Oh, so favorite characters. Unless you got another...
Underutilized.
Mm-hmm. I feel like everybody in the main cast... is very utilized, and it's a small cast.
Yeah,
it's a nice 4-person cast.
I like the orange hair girl. I don't know her name.
I don't know her name either. But one of
Hara, is her name Hara?
I want to say it sounds
or something with an N.
Yeah, but the blue hair girl. What's her name?
Ami?
Yeah,
Ami's entourage.
Entourage, right? Yeah. Because I was like, what's her name? I couldn't remember what it was. yeah, Ami's entourage. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Both of those girls, even the girl with the purple hair was real cool.
One scene that I really enjoyed about the purple hair girl was at the Christmas party. She was like hella eating.
Just all excited.
Yeah, she was like, what? There's tacos? I don't know what she said, but...
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I want to get some.
One of my favorite lines from that Christmas episode is... one of the guy characters, he goes, oh, look, they got my favorite, turkey. And he's like, that's not turkey, that's chicken. He goes, yup, my favorite, turkey chicken.
That guy is pretty funny.
I think a lot of the guy characters are pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Even the dude with the orange hair, too, he's really dope.
Glasses guy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He looks like a character from, like, Haikyuu almost.
I know, right? The tall dude?
Yeah. Trying to think. Ooh. Before we talk about like the big cast, the teacher, I thought she was real cute.
Oh yeah, I love the teacher.
Like, I forgot, totally forgot how cute she gets in the second half.
Yeah,
and just like poor. Like, she reminds me a lot of the teacher from Lucky Star, where a 30 something.
Yeah.
striking out in love.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, she's pretty cute.
That's pretty much her whole character.
Yeah.
She's like super depressed, like just turned 30 and...
I think she's like 32 or something. She's like a weird age. Sorry, I can't talk tonight.
Favorite character.
The opposite of why can't I remember nobody's name?
Ami?
No, Minori. Yeah, so the opposite of Minori. Mm-hmm. Ami, originally when I watched this anime, I hated Ami.
Oh, yeah.
I thought she was like the worst character of the series.
Mm-hmm.
I got a deeper appreciation for her.
Yeah, I feel like she just didn't have the luck to get Ryuji. Things just kept getting interrupted between them.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like whenever she also has like that weird thing where every so often she'll say something like kind of out of pocket in a way where she's like, oh, like maybe we can like restart together. And he's like, what? She's like, oh, nothing. I didn't say anything.
Yeah, there's like a bunch
of... There's a bunch of those kind of moments. Yeah. And it was like...
Maybe you can give me a chance.
Yeah.
What?
What? Nothing. I didn't say nothing. Get out of here. Which is real... I don't know. Which is real sad for her because she knows, like, I don't have the guts to say anything, but...
Mm-hmm.
But yet she wants to, like, stir the pot
with
everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of admirable.
Admirable.
Yeah, admirable in a way. Like, she was going to push everyone else's love.
Mm-hmm.
Like, forsake her own happiness in a way.
Yeah.
To get everyone else to at least try not to get hurt or confront their feelings.
One thing I really like about Ami is how conceited she is.
I know.
Is that, like, it's really... Really funny to me is like, man, I look so good in this swimsuit. And she's like modeling in front of like,
I like how she like
the swimsuit has no shape, but I look so great on me.
That's why I really love how like she's herself in front of Ryuji. Like Ryuji sees how she's this evil.
Mm-hmm.
And not even Yasuku like sees her. Like he knows she's like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we never see him just see her like that, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how they act. She acts when they're alone, but I thought it was, like, really cool.
Yeah.
She's, like, herself. And that's why she really likes Ryuji, because she doesn't have to be a fake person. She can just be who she is.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Yasuku, really cool. He's played by Johnny Young Bosch in the dub. Kitamura. He's probably my least favorite character out of the
main cast.
Of the main cast.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the five.
He is sexy cute, though.
Yeah.
He's like, looking at his character, you wouldn't expect him to be like super buff, but he is.
He's super. Well, he's the cat. He was the on the baseball team.
Yeah, he was.
He was a sportsman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then it's just real sad when him and Taiga, you know, he confessed to Taiga and Taiga turned him down. Like, this whole story wouldn't have even happened.
I know, right?
If Taiga would have just said, yeah, and not been flustered.
Yep.
Nothing much I also want to talk about Kimura.
What about him being naked at the beach house? Did you like that part? That was pretty good.
I know. I think I saw something black and fuzzy. Is it kind of like seaweed? Oh, no.
It's haunted.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah.
Taiga. I guess we can talk about Taiga and Ryuji here because they're...
Kind of a pair.
Yeah. If we have enough couples for best couple, best, like, ship this year, I would like to do that.
Okay.
They would probably be they're like my favorite couple of ever.
Of any
so
anime?
Cute. Yeah, they're so cute together.
Yeah, they're really good together.
Taiga's just like a ball of anger, and it's so cute.
tiny tsundere girl.
Yeah, exactly. Really. Tiny.
Mm-hmm.
Emphasis on tiny. And Ryuji's just like a good guy.
Good guy that looks angry.
And he just cooks mm-hmm. all the time.
You'd think their personalities would be swapped.
Exactly.
That's the other way around.
Yeah. And then Facebook is everybody, right? I don't know how much I want.
Long hair guy. chicken turkey guy. That guy's good.
Yeah, that guy's good.
Look what I got. Chocolates. The sub part for that was really good. How long are you going to keep that thing? Until it expires.
Yeah, until it expires, yeah. Right until it expires. I don't know if I also want to talk about Taiga and Ryuji. I just really like their dynamic, how they play off each other.
Yeah, they're just really good. We just love them. That's
I know. but which is super weird. Their characters play very well off each other, but separated, they're like generic characters.
I guess, like, I can see that, yeah.
Like I said, like Taiga's character.
Just emo by herself.
Yeah, well, no, like, Tiger's character is basically what Rei Kugumiya plays.
Oh, just
like, there's not much depth.
Just a young tsundere girl.
Yeah, exactly. But she's so cute. I love tsundere characters.
And Ryuji's just a neat freak.
Yeah, which is a weird quirk he has.
Yeah.
He has to clean everything. Like, my favorite thing about how they establish he's a neat freak is... when they go inside of the hotel room at the ski resort.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he wants to instinctively clean because it's so messy. And then they're like, oh, what are you doing? He goes, oh, just, you know, the socks are everywhere and I wanted to match them up.
He even does that at the end when Taiga leaves.
He digs through her stuff to find the matching sock.
No, a sock by herself. Let's find your partner.
It's so cute.
I think this is a good place to talk about the OVA because you didn't talk, you didn't watch it.
No.
Yeah. So the OVA, it's mostly about Ryuji. So,
that actually might have fixed my problem I had with, I wish there was more Ryuji development.
Oh, okay. But well, it's not really, it's just him about, they come to lunch and it's, Kitamura brings like a really extravagant bento. Like, uh-huh. It has lobster. It's, like, four tiers.
Oh, my God.
It has, like, all this stuff. And Ryuji learns about that his grandma, Kitamura's grandma, is the one that makes it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to outdo her. I watched it in Spanish, so I don't really know the context too much. I just kind of, like, not really guessing, but yeah. Just, like, seeing what's going on. So he kind of wants to, like, outdo Kitamura's grandma with the bentos. So he ends up like, oh, I'm going to make like some sort of like chicken steak with gravy or something with bacon wrapped or something like that, right? And it just becomes him like just going crazy and becoming obsessed. Yeah. And at the end, he freaking brings a rice cooker to the school.
Oh, my God.
And he gets in trouble for
How long is the OVA? Is it
it's a full episode.
Full episode? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's like a really fun filler.
Yeah, I wish I could understand, like, the context, because, like, there was, like, a part where he brings cup of noodle, like, as to outdo her. Like, maybe try to, like, outwit her, because, like, he feels like every time that he brings something, she's always bringing, like, something that's, like, that outdoes his.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Because, like, when he brought that wrapped chicken thing, Kitamura brought, like, just a plain old onigiri, right? But the onigiri was, like... the highest grade onigiri you could get, like it was like glistening.
Oh my god!
And it like was filled with like some sort of the best meat that you could get, or something like
that. That's pretty cool.
So he was like, oh, he was like so disheartened, but yeah. And then I guess ultimately, like the moral of the story is like that, or the moral of that episode is that like the grandma makes the lunches because he loves Kitamura. And he makes lunches not to outdo her, but for Taiga. So that's what gives him solace and makes him happy again.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Speaking of cute things, favorite moments. I don't think I have any least favorite. Oh, what?
Wait, we didn't talk about Ryuji's mom.
Oh, well.
Great character.
I didn't underutilize. I felt use a lot more of her.
Mm-hmm.
But I really loved her. I think before we talk about favorite moments... I want to talk about my least favorite moment of this anime. And I feel it goes on a little too long.
Okay.
I don't feel like most episodes were like this, where the majority of it is filler. And then you get something at the end Usually, like, a lot of slice of life animes like that where it'll be nothing. The whole episode will be a filler. And then the very end, something will happen.
Something that moves the plot.
Exactly. And the whole Valentine's chocolate episode was like that to me.
Okay.
Where it is mostly like stuff. A filler. Yeah. Until like the very end, there's like drama.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, that's whatever.
The drama's Taiga finding out that Ryuji was the one that carried her up the snowy mountain.
Yes, because they go to
because he didn't tell Minori, and Minori calls him a liar.
Yes, that is the end of that episode. I was just getting chocolate. One and the next one confused. I don't know. I felt like there was better suited stuff to do with that episode. And I guess it kind of sets up for the next part with the moms. Because mm-hmm. She's like, oh, you lied to me. You know, you said you weren't going to get it. But that also is like a weird fake conundrum, but like fabricated conundrum.
Yeah.
Like they needed some contrivance to...
with the parents for them to run away and elope.
Yeah, exactly. And he needed like a way to tell her like to blow up on her in a weird way.
Yeah, I felt like Ryuji was a little harsh on his mom.
Yeah, speaking of, like, I don't know, it's about harsh words. Mm-hmm. Like, that, too. Like, I felt like he went a little too hard on her as well.
I know. I mean, like, how do you expect your mom to go to college when she has a baby?
Yeah.
So, it's tough. Exactly. I mean, people do it, but it's tough.
And then there's that really good line, too, speaking of favorite parts, with the mom, or the grandma. Telling her, like, oh, you did a good job raising Ryuji.
Oh, yeah.
And that's like, oh, that's cute. And it's like that really great, oh, God. It's that really great scene where she's like reaching for like the snack.
Yeah, snack.
And the dad like slaps her hand. Mm-hmm. And then the mom like pushes it over to her and she goes, see, you're doing it again.
Like the dad's just like scolding her and she's baby.
I know, it's so cute.
Yeah.
You have another?
They're like spying on her, like, oh, she's like a little kid again.
Yeah. So favorite moments.
The Christmas episode.
Christmas was pretty good. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed the final kiss scene.
Oh yeah, that's like my favorite kiss in any anime.
Yeah, the fake wedding. Mm-hmm. It's real cute. Like, there's that line. She's like, I don't want to kiss you. It's gonna hurt. So you got chapped lips.
Yeah. You're breathing hard. You're
breathing hard. And she's like, how was it? Yep. She goes, yeah, it was rough. It was like a desert. So, but there was so much heat. I was like, oh.
It was burning hot.
No, it's cute.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should kiss again and then she interrupts it with a kiss.
With a kiss. Oh, God, so strong.
Love it.
Maybe one more. She's maybe one more. Maybe one more. I was like, oh, it's adorable.
Yeah. I mean, that's I said it in the last podcast, but the reason why I watched this anime in the first place was I watched like a top 10 best kisses in anime. And this
was it number one?
I think this was number one.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Very rarely do we get actual kisses in mm-hmm. romance anime, mm-hmm. which is because, I don't know, Japanese people are weirded out by affection.
I know.
Especially
between high school kids.
I know.
But it's a good freaking,
yeah,
I love it.
It's a great kiss. I'm trying to think of other. There's a lot of great, great moments in this anime.
I really liked Ryuji going to Taiga's house in the bear costume.
Oh, that's adorable when he's like swinging her.
Yeah,
reminded me of immediately of Hina Matsuri.
Oh, she's gonna break her leg.
Yeah, watch out, Ryuji.
Don't knock her for her super cute Christmas tree.
I know. No, it's so.
What a nice apartment.
I know, this one is like nothing. That's what, if I had a studio apartment, like, Jake could kind of attest to this right now. There's not a lot of things in this room that we're in.
Yeah.
A lot of trash. I think my room would look, my studio apartment would look a lot like Taiga's, mm-hmm. where, like, there's trash all over the place. And
oh, like at the beginning?
Yeah, at the beginning. Yeah. The little.
The sink is clogged with garbage.
Yeah, exactly. Or, but, like, she doesn't have any real furniture in the house either.
Yeah.
They both don't own a TV, which is kind of weird.
She has a TV.
Did she? I don't remember.
Yeah, remember the episode where they were studying together at
their
house?
She's like, oh, it's behind the TV or something. Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't remember them watching TV, which is weird.
And Ryuji has a TV there because they play video games on it.
Oh, that's true. Never mind, I'm wrong. Take that out, Jay.
That's fine. I just schooled you.
I know. Edit it out. Edit it out quick. Yeah. I don't know if I have any other favorite moments. There's a lot. This anime is really good.
Yeah.
Going into my final thoughts of this anime. Mm-hmm. I guess another one of my favorite lines of this anime. It's a dub line, and it's when they're trying to decide what they want to do for the school festival.
Okay.
And they're like, "Oh, what costumes should we have them wear?" And someone goes, "Oh, stewardess."
Hell yeah, yeah.
And one guy goes, They're called flight attendants now, douche." And I thought that line was so funny. It's such a great line.
It is pretty good.
All right, anything you want to mention before we end the wrap up?
It's a great anime.
Like I said, mentioned earlier, this felt like I've seen it before. It felt like a new experience, mm-hmm. watching it in a new light, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, for me as well. Like just trying to. For me, this time watching it, because I think this is like my third time watching it, I really tried to really understand all the characters and like all their motivations and stuff, and it was really fun to do that.
Well, that's my favorite part about this podcast for me. Whenever I watch anime I've already watched, mm-hmm. It's like going back and watch it with more of a critical eye.
Yeah,
and this definitely like paying more attention to details and stuff was real fun.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like we get a lot more out of an anime by doing that.
Right. All right. So.
Accessibility.
Accessibility. Anybody can watch. I don't think. There's no fan service, really. Language.
There's a bit of language, but it's not very not severe.
Too crazy. Yeah. Lot of bitches. Thrown around.
Oh yeah, I guess in the dub, yeah.
In the dub, there is. That's probably as bad as it gets. Mm-hmm. At least in the dub. You can see it on Crunchyroll
and Amazon Prime.
Yeah, dub. I don't know if the dub and sub are on.
I don't think it's only the sub on Amazon.
Yeah, but the dub is on Crunchyroll. Mm-hmm. Really good.
You know, it's weird that I think in the last podcast I said that it's like this anime was like everywhere.
And it used to be.
I know it used to be like. Not too long ago, because I remember the thumbnail for Hulu. It was like a close up of Taiga's face.
Yeah, I could have sworn too it was on a bunch of platforms.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe just losing the license or Amazon bought it or something. I don't know.
Something. I don't know. What's next, Jay?
Rewatchability.
Hi.
Would watch this again. Watch
it again as mm-hmm. well. What's something you do different, Jay? I hate when I say nothing.
Oh, you know it'd be really cool. Uh-huh. Episodes of them as a couple.
Yes. Oh, I guess that's one thing I would change. But in the end, I don't think I would even change it. Mm-hmm. I was telling you, I'd really enjoy if halfway through it, Taiga and Ryuji got together.
Yeah, you were telling me it felt like a almost like a My Love Story formula, but with more character development.
Exactly.
Yeah, that would have been that would be cool.
Like, the reason why I don't like My Love Story is it's more of, like, a romance anime.
It's more of a, like, characters. Oh, these guys are so cute together.
Yeah. And it's not really about... characters are really flat. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't find the main couple even that interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, the only interesting thing about them is that they're a couple. And that's it.
Yeah, and it's one of those animes where, like, the... Like, they wait till the very end to, like, put, like, a thorn in somebody's side and, like, put, like, some sort of villain.
Yeah. It's also really weird.
Yeah.
All right, Jay. Final verdict.
I think it's a must-watch.
It's a must-watch? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I'm trying to give a reason for it to be a high recommend.
Uh-huh.
I don't have one.
Yeah, I think this is an anime that, like, I would recommend to, like, anybody. Like, maybe even, like, a first anime.
Yeah, but one of the great anime of the 2000s. The aughts.
Yeah.
It was 2 decades ago.
Uh-huh.
With it turning 10. I think they just released a special edition
Really?
A couple years ago. In 2018? Yeah, for the 10-year anniversary of it. I know at least there was a Taiga figure, like a 10-year figure that they released.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think this is...
Must watch.
Must watch. Definitely a classic. Literal classic.
Yeah, if you're missing it, you should check it out.
Yeah, for sure.
And this is weird. This is, what, the third or fourth? We've had a lot of must-watches yeah. this season so far.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we're done...
feeding Inko-chan?
Inko-chan, exactly. Now that Inko-chan has said his name, her name.
Did you like the Chomsky joke?
Yeah.
or Chinsko?
Chinsko, yeah.
Yeah. What does this say?
I know.
I think it was like biscuit, right?
Yeah.
What they're trying to say.
Biscuit. Chinsko.
Another Azumanga Daioh.
I didn't even see that. I guess that it is an Azumanga Daioh reference. It's really funny. Chinsko. Because in there, she's like, I think she like just mispronunciates it.
Biscuit, yeah.
Yeah, it's biscuit. I think she says like biscuit or something.
Yeah.
But it's Chinsko, which is great. Hey, Yumi, what does it say? It's a Chinsko. Yumi, it's Chinsko. Chinsko. such a great. I guess real quick, I really love that character quirk of Taiga where she can't pronunciate.
Like she stutters a lot.
Which is ironic because I couldn't enunciate a lot of words in this podcast.
Ryuji does it at points as well.
Yeah. All right. So are you ready for what I have in store for us for next week?
Yes. What are we going to do, Aaron?
This might be our most controversial anime we've watched.
Okay.
So we are watching Watamote.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Watamote, it's not my fault that I'm not popular. I think it's your guys' fault that I'm not popular.
Yes.
Have you seen this anime? Do you know what it's about?
You've told me about this a long time ago.
Do you remember why I told you why it's controversial? I don't think I have. And I don't want to skew your idea of it right now.
Something about mental problems, right?
So her the whole anime is her battling crippling social anxiety.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to tell
you. It makes a joke about that.
Yeah, it makes she's the butt of the joke.
Mm-hmm.
Her anxiety is the butt of the joke. So a lot of people had there's like two sides of the aisle of this anime. Like some people think, you know, it's really funny. It's very endearing. But other people think that it's mean. Like it's real mean spirited. I like to see what your
opinion
thoughts are on it.
After
watching it. So I'm very interested.
I like anything.
Yeah. But does it mean like if it's mean?
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, I'm very curious to see how you feel. Like by no means I hear it's a bad anime. I just hear it's weird how it treats its main character.
Okay.
So I'm very interested. Do you cringe, ECJ?
Because
we're about to find out here.
Whenever I see like, oh, here's a cringe compilation of something, I'm like, I'm not going to watch that because it makes me uncomfortable. But
get ready to be very uncomfortable. This anime does a really good job. I think this anime does a really, which is weird. I feel the reason why people dislike it so much is because it's really good at conveying social anxiety.
Okay.
And so in the first, I'll give you an example. In the very first episode, the main character goes out and eats by herself and she's like, oh, okay, I don't need any friends or whatever. And then she sees coming up the stairs where she's eating, her little brother and his friends. And she starts like freaking out. And I don't know if you've ever had a type of social anxiety.
Yeah.
Where you see like a friend from school in some place.
Some place
like,
that's not school.
Yeah. And you're like, oh, I don't really want to talk to this person.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's awkward.
Mm-hmm.
And so the interaction becomes like, okay, how do I
get out of here
without talking to my brother. And it's like really like gut-wrenching, like, oh, like, I don't know. Like, oh
yeah, that happens to like a lot of people. I'm sure it's a common thing. Like, oh, here's my coworker. I don't want to talk to you. What are we going to talk about? Work?
Yeah. Like, go ahead.
So I'm going to go look at something over here and try to
get around.
Make a U around you. Go in this other aisle.
Like, it just recently happened to me last week, the sixth situation. Mm-hmm. I ran into a guy I know from work coming out of the movies.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh, hey, how's it going?
What movie did you watch?
Yeah. Like, I don't really care. But yeah, Waltimote, there's a dub. I don't know if it's on anywhere. We can see it. But I know there's a dub available.
Somewhere.
Yeah, and I know it's on Crunchyroll. I think it's on Hulu. We can check right now. Okay. But yeah, Waltimote.
All right.
Very excited.
Yeah, me too. I know this is an anime that you've talked about before, so I'm really excited to check it out.
Really good opening. I think I've showed you the opening before.
Yes, you have showed me the opening.
Really good opening.
Uh-huh.
All right, so if you liked us, go ahead, leave a comment.
Yeah, like follow us on SoundCloud. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Subscribe to us on YouTube.
If you got any suggestions,
let us know on any other platforms.
Yep, and we'll get to it.
Yep. Any kind of like criticism or any kind of like thing we could do better. Recommendations of anime you guys want us to watch.
Yeah, share it with your friends, mm-hmm. your families, your enemies, anybody you think will like us.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, everybody. Until then. Until the next time.
Yep.
Everybody, stay...
Sexy cute.
I know. Everyone, stay finding your happiness.